And I went on a day, I think it was. Next day, I believe it was, I went up to this allotment where I got now. I was renting it then. And all day that evening, I went up there and it was just like a fire was on top of your foot. That's the way it hurt. Mm-hmm. And you couldn't see nothing but just a little place there where I'd done, picked and done that and went up. And you know what that happened? The doctors wasn't, as I say, giving shots for things like that. I went over town here and I went to Dr. Donovan. No, and he practiced under this Dr. Charles Fountain, Dr. Donovan. So, I went to Dr. He says, Ike, you have to pull it. You made me sitting up behind a bed and bring it to a head. And says, if it don't lance itself, I'll have to lance it. Next day after I did that, I sit up there and there's no liquor light there. Sit up there and put that light over it and took a rag until it, next morning, Agnes took it in her foot, in her hand. Took a pen and it done form a pus bag over that foot right next to the toe, but it's over the foot. You could see the corruption just running around in it. Well, she took her fingers, and that is doing the wrong thing. Mashed, got some cotton in it, and she just, and then when you get through, you could see it just around that big as a dog. So, a girl that was living out there, and this clinic was down yonder, and her dad was working in it, just a clinic then, you know, wasn't much shy. She come out here that evening, looked at my foot, she says, cutting night? This is a cutting. She says, your foot is just bad, and I have to tell you. Now, Dr. I didn't tell him how I come by it.
I see.
And,
he told Dr. Donaldson.
Yeah, when I went to Dr. Donaldson, I called for the taxi, man. He did, Mr. Leland, he was such a nice driver. I said, get, Agnes, go up yonder, Mr. up the street here, and my brother's wife was working up there. And what did she say about it? Oh, she got a taxi. Cabinet there, and he was sort of pausing like neither. And he took that paddle and put all down in there, and then that didn't put down in that place, mind you, but he put it all on, and that you could just see it running. And he told me he get a bunch of Epsom salt and keep that foot in it. And when I went there that day, he bound me up. He wrapped me to right here, and I had to take it off next morning and just keep it, and says, you keep that pus twisted out of it with some cotton. I tried that, and I couldn't keep it out of it. And he stole it, I'll make it shorter. And he had me to do that. I don't know how long. See, they didn't know about shot. Mm-hmm. And what is the trouble? T'was affected foot from, I got blood dew poisoning. And here what had to happen, that ain't the bed, but it's a little bed. It's back in that room, I believe now, in the storage room. I was sitting down on it, and I wouldn't let her do nothing to it. And her mother, I'd do all myself, and let her be. My mother's always stay weak with two brothers, one that lived out yonder, not above me, just above our old place, and come to me. She came one morning, and she said, doctor, been doing it. He'd been doing. She came and looked at it. She looked at it and shook her head, and out she went. And did you come, Paul? She did. She hadn't come. Looked at it, and they didn't want to make it stressing to me.